Hi, and welcome to Moving Through Motherhood, a podcast for mums who want to move more mindfully through all stages of motherhood, including pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. I'm Jen Mazur, founder of Mum's Yoga Club, and I'm here to support you in motherhood through conversations about movement, mindset, motivation, and so much more. So let's get started with today's episode. Start your 7-day free trial on Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today. With unlimited yoga and meditation for pregnancy, postnatal and beyond, as a listener to the podcast, you get an exclusive 20% off a monthly or annual membership when you use the code POD20, that's POD20. That's less than £4 a week for unlimited yoga. So come and join our community of mums moving through motherhood together. Join Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership today using the link in the show notes. See you on the mat. Hi, welcome back to Moving Through Motherhood. How are you all doing? I hope you're all having a really nice week so far. Today we're diving into something I know every mum can benefit from, and it's finding calm in motherhood. So I know we're all pouring so much into our families, work, whatever else it is that's demanding our time and energy. And often it can feel like there's just no space left for yourself. But what if I told you that calm doesn't have to wait for a perfect moment? It's something you can create even on the busiest of days. And actually, the busy days are when we need it most. So learning these little tips and techniques is going to support you so much throughout those busy, chaotic days of life, motherhood, whatever it is you want to call it. So in this episode, I'm going to share 5 simple things you can do today to bring a little more calm into your life. These are practices rooted in connection, mindfulness, self-care, and they're designed with busy mums like us in mind. So let's get started. Tip number 1 is to take deep breaths. And this is something I talk about so much in all of my classes. And it's so simple and it's so powerful. So just taking deep breaths as often as you need to is going to support your nervous system. So when we're feeling stressed, our body goes into that fight or flight mode and our breathing can become shallow, our body tenses, the muscles feels tight, and our mind can start to race and get busy, distracting. But your breath is also the key to calming that stress response. So here's how we can do it. It's really simple. You can give it a try now if you want to, or come back to it later. But you simply inhale through the nose for the count of 4. We hold the breath for the count of 4. And we exhale slowly through the mouth for a count of 6. So you can get yourself comfortable and settled now if you want to try it. Just close the eyes. We can inhale through the nose. 2, 3, 4. Then hold the breath. 2, 3, 4. And exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So really simple, really powerful. Continue that as often as you need, as often as you want. Hopefully you notice a little shift, even just that one connection to the breath. So try that as often as you need it, every day ideally, but I know that's often not always possible, which is fine, but just come back to that breath to support you in feeling calmer. Tip number 2 is connect with someone who uplifts you. Now, the key word there is uplifts you. Some people really drain our energy. Others, we leave feeling a little bit better about ourselves. And they're the people you want to spend more time with. And connection is something that we can really miss in motherhood because everything is so busy, right? There's constant things to do. You're always thinking of the next thing that needs to be done. You're not really stopping and connecting, being fully present in the moment with the people around us. So it can feel isolating motherhood, right? Even if you're surrounded by people all the time. And it's because we're not having those deep connections with each other when we are meeting. So intentionally connect with someone today, whether it's a conversation, even on the school run at the gates, really connect, whether it's dropping someone a message, but just make sure it's someone who's going to, yeah, as I say, uplift you and support you and listen to you and be present with you as well. But just focus on making those mindful connections, on not just ignoring everything around you and being laser focused on doing more, actually just stopping, connecting, even if it's with your partner, with a sister, anyone around you, a friend, whoever it is you can connect with, just to remind you that you're not alone on this journey of motherhood. Yeah, it's really, really important. Those human connections are missing a lot in a lot of our lives right now. That's kind of the way the world is, isn't it? But yeah, we need to intentionally keep those connections going. So work on those connections. Number three is say no to one thing today. I find this is such a game changer. Saying no when our instinct is pretty much always to say yes, right? Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I can meet you there. Yes, I can do that extra job. And we just take on so much. We say yes to all the requests and those extra tasks, and everything just piles on top of each other. But the truth is that every time you're saying yes to something that doesn't align with your values or something you really don't want to do, you're then saying no to your own peace. And that is really going to have a detrimental effect on how you feel day to day if that's the normal for you. So I want you to get into the habit of practicing saying no to one thing each day. Maybe it's an invitation that doesn't excite you. Maybe it's putting off some housework that can be done tomorrow so you can have some time to yourself today. Maybe it's saying no to a kid's party because you've already got one that weekend and two is just too much on your energy. You need to protect your energy. You need to focus on what matters and you need to honor that for yourself. So yeah, focus on saying no. Number four is finding one moment of mindful presence today. And this is just about weaving mindfulness into your everyday tasks. So it's not about adding more, it's about being more present in what you're already doing. And it doesn't have to be a big event. It doesn't have to be sitting down to do a 10-minute meditation. It can just be as simple as focusing on your breath while you're making breakfast for the kids. Perhaps it's while you're having a shower, you're just being fully present in the moment. You're not thinking about what you need to do. Maybe it's just sitting with your kids reading for a minute and being fully present on that moment, not checking the time. So yeah, just finding those moments in your everyday life where you can just be fully present, you can commit to switching off, to getting rid of the distractions, and you can just fully be there in that moment. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's something that sounds quite simple, but actually, when you're not used to it, as I say, we're often distracted and there's so many things going on. It's actually hard to just keep your attention focused. So practice it, practice it, practice it, and you will become better at it. So as I say, it's not about adding more to your day. This is not an extra task. This is about being present in the tasks that you're already doing. So try that one today as well. My final tip, number five, is to take 15 minutes for yourself today. This is one that I know people will have a lot of resistance to. They'll find excuses. They're not always excuses, but you know what I mean. Reasons why they can't have 15 minutes for themselves. And I get it, life is busy, but if you don't find that time to carve out for yourself, it's really gonna, build up and build up, and you're just gonna burn out and lose it. And we've all done it, but we need to make those time for ourselves. And with everything, it doesn't have to be elaborate. It could just be going out for a 10-minute walk, stepping outside the house on your own while a partner has the kids. Maybe it's reading some of your book today. Maybe it's just doing a quick yoga flow or sitting having a cup of tea in complete peace. The key is just to make this time just for you, whatever it is you want to do. Not a job, no multitasking, no feeling guilty about it. Just those 15 minutes to remind yourself that you're not only a mum, but you're also a person with your own needs, your own desires, things you want to do for yourself, and that is okay. Please, please make time for that. And if 15 minutes feels impossible, you can just start with 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes today and build up. Just getting into that habit of making time for yourself, you will start to realize how good it is for you, how powerful it is, and you will do it more often. So yeah, they are my five tips for adding a little bit more calm, because motherhood will always have its busy, chaotic days, moments, everything in between. But calm is something that we need to intentionally bring to our days. So please try one of these today, more if you can, but at least one. Try and incorporate one of these into your day. Maybe for the next week, just commit to doing one of these a day. So either take some deep breaths, connect with someone who uplifts you, say no to one thing that doesn't serve you or excite you, find a moment of mindful presence in your day, and take 15 minutes just for yourself. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I've loved talking to you. Remember, you're doing such an amazing job exactly how you are. So thank you for joining me. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with another mum who you know would benefit from this, another mum who needs more calm in their days, which, let's face it, is probably all of us. And if you want to hear more from me, then please follow, subscribe to the podcast. It makes such a difference so I can keep reaching more of you mums and keep supporting ourselves through this journey of motherhood. So until next time, take care of yourselves, find those moments for you, and see you again soon. Sending lots of love. Bye.